NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, it's time to preview the Ravens. We'll do so with the man that plays for the organization. And, of course, he's on the defensive side of the ball as a safety back in 2017. When he was drafted by the Saints, he was a second-round pick, 42nd overall. Last year for the Ravens, had four interceptions, and that, of course, is Marcus Williams. Marcus, always appreciate the time. Thanks for it. How are you?
Of course. I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So last year, you moved over from the Saints to Baltimore. I know you had to deal with an injury, but you still had a good season when you were on the field. How do you kind of look back at year one with the Ravens?
I mean, it was a good year, man. I mean, we made a run. I mean, we made it to the playoffs. I mean, it ended short. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this year, coming out there and, you know, doing it all over again and getting to where we want to get to.
You've been in the league since 2017. As you get ready to embark on your seventh year in the NFL individually, where do you think your game is at?
I think I'm still growing. I think I'm still striving to, you know, to get those accolades and, you know, to make those Pro Bowls all pros. And I have a lot more game in me. I mean, I'm so young and I haven't even peaked yet. So, I mean, I'm improving every single day, every single time I step on the field. And I mean, there's a whole lot that, you know, is about to come.
Let's get to the next down. Marcus Williams with the Ravens here with us in the Zach Gelb Show. Last year we got to see the rookie year of Kyle Hamilton. What have you seen so far out of him in year one and as he gets set for year number two in the NFL?
Man, he came in ready. And you see his progression already from year one to year two. And I think he definitely stepped up and is more of a communicator. He's definitely a leader out there. He's everywhere. He can play up. He can play back. He can do just about everything. So I think he's going to have a great year this year. And once we put the pads on, come game one, we're going to see a whole bunch of what he can do.
We all know the type of player that Roquan Smith is, and you guys got him last year in a trade and then gave him the contract extension. What did Roquan Smith bring to what was already a good defense?
Man, he flies around. He's always trying to be the first one to the ball. I mean, if it's not me, it's him. No, I'm kidding. he's flying around. He's making plays. He's a leader. He sets the tone. And when you see him, he pops up the screen along with PQ. They both go hand in hand. That's a dynamic duo right there.
When you think of certain organizations, there's always like one thing that comes to mind. And when it's the Ravens, you know, at least the era that I grew up in, you always thought about those defenses. As a player now and you're number two there, do you take pride in that, trying to live up to that standard of the way that people associate the defensive side of the ball with the Ravens?
I think we just live up to our standard. We set a standard as a group. And, you know, we make an emphasis to come out each and every day to keep up our standard. I mean, those teams were those teams, and we are who we are. So when we go out there, we set our standard, and that's the brand that we're going to, you know, show on the field when it comes Sundays.
I like that answer. So then I'll follow up here, Marcus Williams. What is the standard for the Ravens defense this year?
Man, you're going to see us flying around, making plays, attacking the ball. We're going to pop off the screen. We have a lot of great talent, but you know our play is going to speak more than the words that I'm saying.
Let's get to the next down. Talking to Marcus Williams, safety for the Ravens here on the Zach Gelb Show. So the last few years, everyone's been talking about this Lamar Jackson contract. Now it finally gets done. How did you react to it when you saw that news in the offseason that this situation was taken care of?
Man, I was excited. I was like, shoot, I came there because I know Lamar Jackson is going to be there. And when he got there, I'm like, yes. I was excited. So, you know, my brother and my family, they're like, he signed his deal. And, you know, that, you know, was a highlight of the offseason for sure, because one of the best quarterbacks in the game, dynamic quarterback, can do everything. Throw the ball. He's a phenomenal thrower. I can't wait to see him go out and ball this year.
Does it surprise you? Because, like, let me preface this by saying I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson. I'm a big believer in Lamar Jackson. But a lot of people are critical of him. Are you surprised by how many doubters there are with Lamar?
People are going to talk. There's always going to be doubters, and there's always going to be people who love him. Doubters and haters, they still watch him. And when he goes out there, he's still performing, and they can hate because he's doing great. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Let's get to the next down. Impressions of the offense so far going up against them. You guys made two big moves, landing Odell Beckham Jr. and then also drafting Zay Flowers. What has Odell and Zay brought to the team so far?
A lot of energy. You know, they come out there ready to go out here and perform. They don't take practice lightly. Hard workers. And I think they both have a chip on their shoulders. So I think it's going to be a pleasant surprise when we come out there on game one.
When you look around, do you kind of sense, and I know you've been close with other teams, and this team made the playoffs last year as well. Do you kind of sense that this team has everything they need to go out there and get that Lombardi Trophy?
Man, I think we have what it takes, but it's gonna start in practice. It's gonna start in the film room. It's gonna start doing the little things right going into this game, and you know, making less mistakes than the other team, and then that's just how you're gonna win.
Last thing I'll ask you, I saw that Jadeveon Clowney, who's a free agent, was in for a visit, and Josina Anderson even reported that the Ravens made him a contract. If Jadeveon Clowney was to hit up Marcus Williams and say, why should I want to be a part of this defense? You know, why should I sign with the Ravens? What would you say to him?
I would say you with a group of young guys who are going to fly around and attack the ball and make a statement. So if he wanted to come, we'll invite him. Got to come in and got to work. You don't just get the spot, you earn it.
I love that. Well, hey, really do appreciate the conversation today, Marcus Williams. Good health and good luck this upcoming season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.